Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Lucky Girl Podcast, your go-to podcast for creating your dream life. I'm your host, Lexi Prieto, and I hope you're ready to enter your luckiest era ever. Welcome back, Lucky Girls. I am so happy to have you guys here. Welcome to the Lucky Girl Club. This is a podcast space for you to create your dream life. It is all about manifesting, mindset, and becoming the best version of yourself. If you are new here, once again, hi, my name is Lexi. It is so nice to meet you. I am a 22-year-old living in LA, creating her dream life, and I have been learning some stuff along the way. And this podcast is meant to be me sharing my life with you, also sharing what I've learned with you, because around this corner of the internet, we are besties and we share everything with each other. So before we get into what this episode is going to be about, I want to make sure that we have all the ways to meet and greet and be around each other. So if you want to follow the podcast on social medias, we have a Instagram called The Lucky Girl Pod. It is going to be at Lucky Girl Pod, LuckyGirlPod, Lucky Girl Pod. We post our weekly recaps, we post our updates, anything podcast ever. If you feel like, hey, I need to know something about the podcast, it will be on Lucky Girl Pod on Instagram. If you want to follow my personal Instagram, stay up to date on everything that I do, everything that's going on in the Lucky Girl's life. I have been on top of my photo shoot game. I feel like my photos have been turning out so nice. I am definitely in the mood to spice up my Instagram. So if you want to follow me on that, it is going to be at Lexi G Prieto. It is going to be LexiGPrieto. And the best part is I also have a YouTube and a TikTok for you guys. It is the same handle, Lexi G Prieto. Once again, LexiGPrieto. If you want to follow both of those, but you don't want to have to go through all of your apps, I do have a Beacons link in my Instagram. So type up my name on Instagram, click the link in my bio, and it'll take you everywhere that I am. Now that we have that out of the way, let's talk a little bit about what this episode is going to be about. So as you can see from the title, this is Romanticizing the Ruins. Now, let me preface this episode by saying, if you have felt like your life has been falling apart recently, you are not alone. If you are listening to this when it first comes out, we are getting out of January, getting into February, and Mars was in retrograde for most of January, which means a lot of stuff crumbles in Mars retrograde. So when we were going through this, it might have felt like a lot of stuff was exiting or leaving your life. It might have felt like everything that you thought you once wanted has been crumbling down, and now you're left at square one. That is the beauty of a new year, that no matter what, it's always a new beginning, a chance to start fresh. So if you feel like your life is kind of falling apart, this episode is for you. And I want to hold your hand and say that you are not alone in this. I have felt the same way. This is about how you have to let everything fall apart in order for things to fall into place. So the thing that I think of when I think of this falling apart metaphor, right? Sometimes you try to build your life a certain way. We are all mold and we are all clay and we build ourselves up a certain way. Sometimes we use other people's perceptions of us. Sometimes we use what we thought we wanted in life, what our younger self wanted for us. And we try to mold ourselves into these beings that are something that maybe it's not what's best for us. So sometimes the universe or God or whomever you believe in, the great divine, sometimes they step in and they sometimes have to let us crumble in order for us to be built back up again, because our hands are always, always changing. Maybe the person that you are yesterday was built by a person you were years ago. Somebody once said something and it changed your perception, or you have insecurities and it changed the way you thought about yourself. So those hands that built that person, they are no longer your hands because you're growing and you're changing into something else. And maybe you're more creative, so you have better, bigger ideas for who you want to be. So letting that kind of fall apart reshaping the clay, starting from zero. This is how you let everything fall into place. And the gift of life is that time is limitless for us. It just keeps going. So that's what this episode is going to be about. We're going to be talking about how to let things fall apart and why it's such a good thing sometimes to let our lives fall apart, because we always, always find our way back. So before we get fully into the episode, I want to go ahead and do our Lucky Girl segment. If you are new to the podcast, this is the first episode that you are listening to. We do these weekly recaps as a way for us to get closer. Like I said in the beginning, this is our way to become besties. I want you guys to know everything about me. I love, love, love when you guys DM me. I love when you guys, you know, share the podcast on your Instagrams. I love just the community that we're building. So the reason we do these Lucky Girl segments is so that you guys can get kind of an inside look on my life, what's happening in my life. We can feel like we're just besties talking in a car, just having fun and connecting. So the first segment that we do is our weekly recap. This is actually going to be a couple weeks because I know, guys, we didn't post an episode for a couple weeks, but that is because we are ramping up for something very, very big in the podcast that I can't tell you guys about just yet, but it's very big and it's very exciting, so I've been spending a lot of time on it. So over the last couple weeks, like I said, Mars is in retrograde, and I feel like my life was absolutely falling apart. There was just this push and pull in my life where I was proud of myself and I was frustrated with myself over and over and over again. The things that I was proud of myself is that last month I dedicated myself to begin lifting weights again and start my fitness journey and get on the road to becoming a personal trainer, which is something that I've always, always wanted. So I started to implement this discipline in the gym and in my routines, and I've been doing so good. I am so proud of myself. I have not missed a day. I've been so dedicated and devoted and just set in my goals and just really, really thriving and pushing. And even if I'm sore the next day, I want to do it. I get to do it. I'm happy to do it. So I have really, really been proud of myself to see this discipline and just to see the growth, honestly, in my life, because I used to be the least disciplined person that you will ever meet. I used to always say I will do something and then never do it. So being able to grow in this way, I'm just so proud of myself. But on the opposite side, where I was frustrated is I spent a lot of this time this month overthinking things, overthinking relationships, overthinking situations, overthinking that one conversation I had with that one person a month ago. And I was just so in my head. And it really, really did feel like my life was kind of just falling apart. I felt like I was questioning my relationships a lot, and this is the first time in almost a year that I felt this way, but I literally was thinking, like, does everybody hate me? Like, I was really questioning who I am this past couple weeks, because I was journaling about this the other day. I think I've just been transforming and changing and growing into a different, better person, that sometimes I get scared that the person that, you know, the relationships that I had when they met me, I was a different person. And it scares me that the person I am now, maybe they won't like, or maybe, you know, we don't connect well. And it was really scary. And, you know, with growth and with transformation does come loss, because there will be people in your life that are only meant to be in your life for a season, only meant to be in your life when you are that version of yourself. And when you become another version of yourself, maybe you guys don't click well. And it doesn't have to be like a big blow up or like a breakup. Sometimes things just happen and you kind of just fade away. But that doesn't make you any less of a good person. Sometimes you enter these seasons of solitude when you're growing and transforming because you have to be selfish in this. You have to focus on yourself. You have to work hard for yourself. And sometimes things just don't align, and that is completely okay. But I was really frustrated with myself and with my mind of how much I was overthinking things. Every single conversation I was having with somebody, I would be like, oh my God, are they mad at me? Like, oh, are they like lying to me right now? It was insane. I went through a depressive episode, which I am very vulnerable. I talk about this a lot on the podcast. I have depression and anxiety. I combat both of those things, however, by having routines, by living a healthy, balanced lifestyle, and really focusing on the things that I know make me feel good. Like, for instance, waking up early, drinking enough water, going to the gym, moving my body, journaling, big, big thing for me. Journaling is probably the biggest thing that helps me get out of my head. And like a week or two ago, I found myself in this depressive episode and I was just so sad and so distraught. And I couldn't explain why I was so sad, and I couldn't get the words out on why I was so sad. And it really was getting to me because I was like, Lexi, like I'm waking up early. I'm doing my routine. I'm doing everything I have to do. But the truth is that sometimes it just happens. You can do everything to combat it, but sometimes life just gets in the way and you have to go through it and you have to grow through it. So I'm really grateful that I had that. And I'm really grateful to be strong enough to persevere through it. But it was definitely a very, very hard thing for me. But I'm also in the midst of, I feel like, a really big reinvention in my life. I have been focusing a lot on who I am, who I care to be, and the things that I want in life. And I find that so refreshing. And it'll be hard. It is going to be a hard journey. And this is what this podcast is entirely about, which is creating your dream life. And in order to create your dream life, you will have to transform and change and mold and grow into a better person. And that is going to be hard. That is going to be uncomfortable. But lucky for us, we get to do it together. And that is pretty much one of the biggest things that have gotten me through this hard transformative time in my life when I felt like everything was falling apart, is I was like, I am fighting for something better. It will have to fall apart so we can fall into place, and I have to work through it. So that's what I've been going through these past three weeks. I'm definitely in a better mindset now. I feel a lot happier. I feel more motivated than I have in a really long time. I'm so proud of myself for my discipline and my growth, and it is just something that I am going to take with me every single day. Moving on to the next Lucky Girl segment, we are going to talk about our obsessions of the week. I have two. The first one, I honestly cannot believe that I haven't talked about her sooner, because I think she is one of the most amazing content creators on the platform. I think she has inspired me, motivated me as a content creator to keep working, keep pushing. I just admire her so much, and that is Miss Tam Kaur. So I want you to go on YouTube right now, search up Tam Kaur, it's TamKaur, and watch a couple of her videos, because she talks a lot about mindset, she talks a lot about growth, she is all about creating your dream life, and she inspired me as a content creator to be like, okay, the community that she's building is exactly the community that I'm building. And I love, love, love seeing the people that are motivated in her community that love what she's talking about. She influences me to become a better person. And I was just like, this is exactly what I needed. So I've been obsessed with her. Please go watch her YouTube channel. She is amazing. She also does have a podcast called, I believe it's called Self-Obsessed. And I haven't listened to it yet because I love her YouTube videos so much that I'm like always listening to that. And she has so many. But eventually I will get to that. But if you want to listen to the podcast, once again, I believe it's Self-Obsessed by Tam Kaur. Moving on to the next Lucky Girl obsession. Guys, I talked about it in the weekly recap, but like I said, I am on my gym princess bullshit again. I've been so disciplined. I've been so motivated. Today was leg day, and oh my gosh, I have so much fun at the gym. Even though it hurts, even though I am moving my body and growing my muscles, and it is so like painful the day that like you're so sore the next day, I have been having so much fun learning the ropes of the gym, really, and becoming more confident in the gym. And most importantly, creating these routines that I thoroughly and deeply enjoy. And the reason that I've been creating these routines and sticking to them and seeing if they're plausible and hard or easy, something that beginners can do, is because eventually I really want to share this with you guys. And I want to, like I said, one of my major goals in life is to become a personal trainer. I want to be able to create these playlists, these workouts for you guys. And, you know, we can create our dream lives together, motivate you guys to move your body in positive ways and live a healthy lifestyle. So I'm really excited that I've been focusing on this and that it's going so smoothly. And I'm genuinely having fun at the gym, which is something that I hope to one day bring to you guys. But for right now, it is something that I'm still working on and something that I am growing to be more confident in. But now that we have the Lucky Girl obsessions out of the way, we have one more segment before we get into this episode, which, like I said, I'm so excited for this episode. And it is the What Has Made Me Feel Lucky segment. So the reason we do this segment is, big or small, everything in life has the possibility to make you grateful for it. You know, you can be grateful for the sunshine. You can be grateful that you woke up this morning. You can be grateful that your toes are warm in your fuzzy socks. You can be grateful that you're driving to work in your own car. You can be grateful that you're making money at work. You can be grateful for every little thing. And gratitude is the baseline for a good and happy life. So the reason we do these What Has Made Me Feel Lucky this week is to show gratitude, big or small, and to, I hope, motivate you guys to also look at your life and be like, oh, I am grateful for this because I'm so lucky to live the life that I live. So the thing that makes me the most lucky this week is we had 3 days of rain in LA and it was marvelous. It was perfect and amazing. And especially after we had fire season, we had big fires in LA, which was a very scary experience. The rain came and it wasn't a ton of rain, but it was enough and it was exactly what we needed. And I hope it rejuvenated California in some way. For me personally, rain means so much to me. It is my favorite thing on earth ever. When I lived in Florida and I was the saddest I've probably ever been in my life, I remember when it would rain, I would go outside in the rain, go to my backyard and just sit in the rain and I would imagine my dream life. And here's the secret. The dream life that I was imagining is the life I'm living right now, 5 years later, which is absolutely insane to say. But I feel like the rain was kind of the secret language between the universe and I that I felt like I can just say things out loud and it'll be lost in the whispers of the rain, but the universe hears it and the universe makes it happen. So every time it rains, the first rain of the season, I go out into the rain, I dance in the rain, I speak to the universe in the rain, and I just talk about what I want in life. And I swear it's like the universe hears me louder when it rains. So that's why I love the rain. I felt so lucky for it. And it was so much fun to go out in the rain. It was after my shift at work. I was still in my uniform and I got out of my car and it was raining pretty good. And I was like, oh, this is the moment to dance in the rain. And I was listening to Gracie Abrams. I was dancing in my driveway and I was like, this is the life I've always wanted. Now, we are done with the Lucky Girl segments, which means it is time to get into this episode. Welcome to episode 57, Romanticizing the Ruins, How to Let Everything Fall Apart. Okay, guys, so to begin this episode, I want to let you know that the power of faith will always outweigh the pain of fear. And what I mean by this is not only spiritually or religiously, like believing in a higher power, I mean having faith that things keep going, having faith that things will get better eventually. I think the easiest way to live a bad life, to just be frustrated all the time and have negative mindsets, is to not have faith, is to just think that you are a victim of your circumstances and things happen at you and to you instead of for you. So to begin romanticizing the ruins, first we need to have faith that these things are happening for a reason. I don't want, in this Lucky Girl community, in the Lucky Girl Club, I don't want any of us to be, woe is me, like, everything happens to me. The universe hates me. Everything goes wrong in my life. No, we are reframing that immediately. Everything does not go wrong in your life. Everything happens for your highest and greatest self. Everything happens to better you. And that includes sometimes bad things have to happen in order for you to become a better person. Because if you're just living this life with only good things happen to you, maybe you don't have that mindset, you don't have the growth, or you don't have the understanding to become a better person. So sometimes you have to go through hard things. You have to go through breakups. You have to go through confusions. You have to go through embarrassments and betrayals and grief and loss, because it makes you a better person. I was journaling about this literally this morning, and I was talking about how grateful I am that the resilience of being human is something that I am able to experience. And the reason I say resilience is because as humans, there have been times in my life personally and in times of my friend's life where I've seen literally we felt like we were at our lowest and you're like, I can't do any more of this. Like I'm done. I'm so done. And then you wake up the next day and you keep going and you keep pushing. And I think of this especially in heartbreak. If you've ever experienced a heartbreak, it literally feels like the end of the world. And you wake up the first day after the heartbreak and you're like, this life sucks. Like, I'm so sad. I can't do it. And then you wake up the day after that and the day after that. And it might take time, but eventually your days get brighter and you feel happier. And the thing that I was journaling about that I just find the most beautiful is the things that feel so bad in the dark of night never feel as bad in the light of day. So when you go to sleep and you're overthinking and you're thinking all these like harsh or negative thoughts, you wake up the next day and you're like, oh, maybe life isn't that bad. Maybe I was just frustrated or tired or, you know, focusing on the wrong things. So having that faith that things happen for you, and things happen for the greatest and highest power of you to become a better person, that is how you start romanticizing the ruins and being okay with letting things fall apart. So we have three parts in becoming the type of person who can let things fall apart and grow from it and become a better person. A quote that I liked that was going around social media was, "You threw dirt on me and flowers grew, I'd be mad too." And it was essentially, you know, that's pretty self-explanatory. You know, when somebody is being mean to you or whatever, and you grow from it and you become a better person, of course they'd be mad. I'd be mad too. But I also think it's beautiful, the thought of like dirt getting thrown on you, and instead of, you know, letting that take you over, you grow flowers. And I do have a metaphor that I will talk about a little bit later that I think is a very beautiful metaphor that will help you, you know, see the bright side of life. But like I said, we have three parts in romanticizing the ruins. And part one is probably the hardest part, because part one is loosening your grip. I want you, whatever you are thinking of, you're dwelling on, whatever you feel like, I can't let go of, or it's going to ruin my life, and holding on is hurting more, I just need you to loosen your grip, to let go. I'll give you a perfect example. I had feelings for somebody a long, long time ago. It was a very long time ago. And I knew this person wasn't right for me. And I knew that I have this pattern of choosing people that are notoriously bad people. And, you know, that's not to say that like they don't have good parts of them or whatever, but I was choosing this person who was typical narcissist, typical like toxic behavior. And I was choosing to care about this person because I was like, they need somebody to be a bright light in their life. And I will take that responsibility. I will become the bright light in their life. And in the beginning of the relationship or the friendship, sure, yeah, I was a bright light in their life. And, you know, they made sure I knew it. They made sure that they told me how much they valued me, how important it was. As time went on, though, they were taking my light and not giving me anything back. So slowly and slowly, instead of filling their cup with the overflow of mine, they were taking out of my cup to where mine was becoming empty. But still, they would tell me all the time, I value you. You're so important to me. Like, I'm so grateful to have you in my life. So in my mind, I was like, they can't lose me because like, what's going to happen if like, I'm not in their life anymore? Like what's, they're going to go through such a hard time if I'm not in their life. So it gets to the point where there's a choice. Either I'm not in their life or I'm not in my life. And I'm just filling everybody else's cup while mine is empty. And I was holding on so tight to this person because I was like, I believe in you. I believe that you can become a better person, that it was leaving claw marks and it was hurting me in the end. So in the end, I loosened my grip. I let go. And, you know, I may no longer have a relationship or a friendship with that person, but I'm able to fill my own cup now. I am able to feel my hands aren't numb anymore from holding on, you know, like I am able to unclench my jaw, relax my shoulders, and remind myself that those type of people are not the people for me. I give love so freely to every single person I meet, every single person I see. There is an overflow and a surplus of love for everyone that I know to experience. However, when it's just take, 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 that is when you have to step back and you're like, okay, let me loosen my grip on this person, find my way back to me, and remember that they cannot experience me fully if I myself am not full. So you have to take the time to fill your cup. Nothing in this life is yours to keep. And I think that is kind of a scary, but also a very thrilling and beautiful thing to say, because at the end of the day, the way I think of it, at least at the end of the day, is that we are all souls in a human body. And I am a spiritual person. So I believe, whether it be God or the universe or whomever, I believe that we were once made of, you know, spiritual things. And we look down on earth and we see these beautiful humans living their life, going through pain and happiness and heartbreak and sorrow and, you know, utter joy. And you're just like, I want to experience that for this limited time, at most 90, 100 years you get to be a human. This is so limited in the universal timeline. You're like, I want to experience that. So you get to experience, you know, your soul gets put into a human body. You get to experience all the good, all the bad, all the crazy, all the sad, everything. Every moment you get to experience it as a human, and you get to experience the resilience, like I said, the resilience of being human. But the joy of knowing this is that we are the souls, we are not the body. So nothing in this life is ours to keep. As morbid as it sounds, when we die, we die. We don't keep any of it. The only thing that I feel as though your soul stays attached to is the feelings you feel and the connections you make. And that's when the word soul ties comes in. When you think of soulmates or, you know, connections, I have friends back home in Florida. Actually, a lot, they're moving all around now. So I have a friend in Texas. But when I knew them in Florida, we would always say that we're soul ties. It's because I think no matter what, no matter where we are, no matter how we grow as humans, we are tethered to each other now. And, you know, when this life is over, I think my soul will take a piece of them with me. And, you know, if reincarnation is real or whatever comes next after this life, I will be a different soul because I've experienced this. But money and clothes and, you know, people that are bad for me, they're not mine to keep. Nothing in this life is mine to keep. So loosen your grip, let it go. Sometimes you have to let things crumble. I want you to step back to the foundation of you. So the question I have for you is, what are the immovable things in your life? What are things that no matter what, if somebody comes in right now and is like, I'm going to take everything from your life, what is something that just they cannot take no matter what? My answer, and I will say it loud and proud, is my mindset and my heart and my soul. And honestly, the joy that I experience in just being utterly human, the mistakes I make, the wrong things I make, when I feel like I'm a terrible person, when maybe I am a terrible person, but I'm able to grow and become someone better. That is what nobody ever, ever, ever can take away, is having the mindset that I will always become better. And you know, mistakes are utterly human and utterly beautiful, and they help you grow. reminding myself that I am a good person to my core. That is something that absolutely nobody can take away. So I want you to think of your foundational, immovable things that nobody can take away from you. And I will tell you something right now. None of it will be materialistic. If you're like, oh, nobody will ever take my MacBook away, that's wrong. You can drop it tomorrow and it'll be gone. Or, you know, everything that you feel like cannot be taken away from you, I want you to write it down. I want you to think about it. I want you to be very truthful and nobody can take this from me. And that brings us into part two of romanticizing the ruins. Part two is finding your focus. So we just let our life crumble, right? We just loosened our grip, let the chips fall where they may. You know, I think the vision that I have in my head when romanticizing the ruins is like we're building something, right? And we're putting all this clay into a mold and we're molding it, whatever. But the second you let your hands go from it, it'll start to melt, you know? Like it's not what it's supposed to be. We're not there yet. So when we loosened our grip, we let our hands go, it fell down and we are back to square one. And it is time to find your focus. It is time to figure out what you want to mold now. Because like I said, these are new hands that are molding this. These are new hands with new knowledge and, you know, new skills to be able to mold yourself into something better. Finding your focus starts with one thing and one thing only. And that is the art of self-assurance. Like I just said, figure out your immovable things. I want you to become so self-assured and so strong in what you are, who you are, and what you believe in that nobody can take this away. This is how you create the plan of how you are going to remold yourself. I have a very, very good episode that I think is really, really in tune with this episode. It's episode 26, Choosing You. After this episode, I really implore you to go listen to it because it is a great way for you to figure out who you are and to create those steps of being the foundation of who you are, you know, the foundation of who you want to be even. So be self-assured in that. Understand that once you have things that these are something that nobody can take away, these are something that are going to go into remolding yourself, learning to value yourself is the biggest part of this. So I want you to take your time. I want you to really, really, really think of the things that you value in yourself. Also learning the value of yourself, learning that sometimes, like I said, relationships will fail, situations will end, jobs will end, and it comes from a place of you learning the value of yourself. When you start to realize, I deserve so much more than this. And I was thinking about this the other day about just, I was going through a period of my time where I was just really confused about this situation. And I was just like, I have no idea what's happening right now. And I was like, I feel like I don't have the tools to understand it. So what do I do? Am I just stuck here? Like, am I just, I can't move? But the reality, the truth and all the confusion comes in the answer that I am too good to allow this to affect me. I care about myself too much to allow this to affect me. And sometimes you will never get answers to things. And that is okay. Let that fall. Let that, you know, let that be quote ruined so you can romanticize something better. Let it end. If you are confused in something, if you feel like this is not right for you, let it end. And that brings us into part three. This is my favorite part because this is the part where we actually get into it and we start becoming actionable tasks within ourselves and we get to actually remold. And part three is getting your hands dirty. I want you to really, really get your hands dirty in this. So the first part of this is pulling out weeds and turning our garden into something we're proud of. We've talked about this in a couple episodes of this metaphor of the garden, right? Our life garden. And sometimes weeds will pop up and if we don't tend to them, they'll grow and they'll be amplified. And then you'll turn around and you'll just see that you have like a patch of weeds that could have space for flowers. So what you have to do is get your hands dirty and claw and pull these weeds out in order to make space for something more beautiful. And this is a metaphor I wanted to talk to you guys about that I thought was so beautiful. And it's a metaphor of a well, a donkey, and a farmer. So what happens is one day a donkey falls into a well, and this donkey is braying and is begging for help, essentially. The farmer comes over and, you know, he realizes he doesn't have the tools to get this donkey out of the well. So he sits there for a second and he realizes, the donkey is not worth it to me. The well's not worth it to me. So what I'm going to do is I am going to shovel dirt into it and just bury it all. You know, just if none of it's worth it to me, I'm going to bury it. So he got his neighbors over to help him bury the dirt. And now the donkey is thinking, oh my gosh, like there's no way out of this. Like he's not going to help me. There's nothing I can do. So the neighbors go, they start shoveling dirt. The first dirt hits the donkey's back and he shakes it off. And then he steps up on the dirt and he realizes the more they shovel dirt on me, the more I can shake it off and step up. So the more dirt that they throw at him, he shakes it off and steps up. So essentially what happens in the end is they get him out of the well because he decides to shake it off and step up. And that is what life is about. And that I thought that was such a good and cool metaphor for romanticizing the ruins of, like, in the beginning, the donkey thought he had no help. He thought nothing can do, he can't do anything about this. So once things or life or people started to like become ruined and it started to fall apart, instead of sitting there letting himself be buried, he shakes it off and steps up and uses it as a stepping stone to get out of the well. He eventually gets out of the well and he's perfect. And I think that that is just such a big thing with romanticizing the ruins, is honestly we have to shake it off and step up. So when things fall apart, when you feel like things are just going wrong and you can't do anything about it, you can always change your mindset. You can always shift your focus and you can always pull out the weeds in order to plant the flowers. Everything you let slide, I want you to ask yourself why. So if you're in a situation or you're in a relationship or you have a friend or your job or whatever, and there is a repetitious time where you are just frustrated with something over and over and over again, but you let it slide, I want you to ask yourself why. For example, going back to that person I was telling you about who was just taking and never giving, and I felt like my cup was becoming empty with all the time I was spending with them. I asked myself recently, and this is why I feel as though I stepped away from this person, is because I asked myself, why am I letting this person take from me? What am I getting from this that I would get if I walked away, you know? And I think what I really had the answer to that was the validation of, you're a good person. I'm so grateful for you and you're helping me become a better person. That validation feels so good. And, you know, it's very human to feel that. However, how to combat that and why I had to ask myself why is because I realized maybe I wasn't giving myself enough credit. Maybe I wasn't giving myself enough validation and I was searching for it in all the wrong places. So how to extract myself from that situation in order to grow and fill my own cup is to learn how to validate myself. So I went out, I got a whole bunch of self-help books. I took the time to read and learn why things are the way things are and how to value yourself more. And now I'm at this point in my life where I genuinely, and this is like this point period in my life for the past like year, this is the first time I've actually said this and meant this, but I genuinely love who I am. And I love the good parts and I love the bad parts and I love the messy parts because they make me who I am. And I know at the end of the day, the immovable truth of who I am is that I am a good person, even when I make mistakes, even when I struggle, because I am trying and I'm growing. And that's what makes me so like wonderful. So I want you to take the time to think of all the things that you are holding on so tight to and why you're scared to let it go. Just ask yourself why. Keep on asking yourself why. And when you come to the answer of why, it could be validation. It could be, this is a big one for a lot of people, companionship and feeling like you have somebody on your side. I want you to take the time to realize that. And then I want you to find actionable steps to give that to yourself. Because once you are so full and so, you know, just filled to the brim with all these things that you thought you had to get from other people, I guarantee you the next time you will get into a situation or a relationship or a job or whatever, you will hold yourself to a standard that you won't even think twice if somebody's not meeting that. You'll just walk away. And it takes time. And I promise you that your life will fall apart and mold back together a million and millions and millions of times. But the joy of it all is that we keep moving and we shake it off and we step up and we remind ourselves that we are becoming the best versions of ourselves. And in order to become the best versions of ourselves, we have to let our old selves fall apart. So that is the end of this episode. I hope you loved it just as much as I did. I have so much fun talking to you guys. I want to remind you guys to leave a review on the podcast. Share this with all of your friends. I want to see this on everybody's Instagram story. Everybody who listens to it right now, I want you to take the time in this moment and share it to your Instagram story. And I want you to do, is there a donkey emoji? If there's not a donkey emoji, I want you to do the little farmer emoji as a little inside joke for us. But I love you guys so much. Make sure you're leaving a 5-star rating review. I will see you next Sunday for a brand new episode of the Lucky Girl Podcast. Have the best week of your life. And remember to always, always, always stay lucky.